Spare person, reel three.
Then looking back, how we had a tour of the flesh at the Waka. And we read prepared for the final attack. The final attack was a lich, the Sigma. It was divided into the main road from Jebel Abraham was the boundary between the parachute regiment and the infantry brigade. Second battalion on my right, I was in the center, I was in the center, and on my left had a table of goons, three chaps.
The goons on the left?
Yeah, they were great. They were, as much as your hat, they came from Marrakesh, no one the mountains there. And it was basically shooting with their jobs at the British Border also, over the wood. And I have sufficient information to see that if I get attacked right now, right in the center of that. With a bit of luck, I was going to hit the right center of the between the Germans and the Italians on their boundary.
Yeah.
And there was a mosque, which I could see, and this is a night.
Yeah.
It was quite a long foot march.
Yeah.
And we had a mule. Pretty two set up.
Yeah.
I managed to hold an arrow. We did an old boy who kicked about the first of the town with the beans. We picked him up on the tour. He was a station master there. He was half 14th. Half arrow.
Yeah.
Those are the soldiers that listed the Borge. Mr. Borge. So he spoke the rifle. It was very useful. We had them a long time ago. He tells them about it. Beat him up with the RI. I said to him, I said, we're quite some move well. He knows how to get there. And he did. So, at the town, he gets me there, 500 francs for him. So, all that was being decided, I had 500 francs, two and two. And that's your half, the other half we get there.
That's right.
And unfortunately, unbeknownst to me, first Army gun, such as the well up there on the village, decided where to shoot this that particular time. But my arrow to go off. Now for that, we didn't get his time on the dice, but it slowed us down if we had we weren't going to take where we were going.
Right.
But we did, we landed right in between the Germans and the Italians. The Italians play. I wonder them what is in the hands of the goons. And said that you could get, I thought, a certain good street and some light with some on the top of the street. And I reached the top of the ridge and walked around on it just for the sake of the time we did the big top. They were the end of the capital jobs, and the fact that we gave that particular war was opportune.
Yeah,
a war attack. Quite thoroughly, that took place during on the first day.
Yeah, that's all at night, was it?
Aye, we started at night.
At
the time I was at the top of this ridge of the second battalion, but it was both there like were. Your distances were quite far.
Yeah, yeah.
And it keeps you tight.
Quite.
So, I mean, it could well be for midday.
Yeah.
So I remember sitting up there late in my afternoon.
Yeah.
As soon as it was dark, we moved. I moved forward again to my next objective,
yeah,
which was a track by running. The North South.
Right.
I sent it Heswick down to there, which we got on to there the next night. Who said, I do you want to the next morning, I was on that jet. Taking a prisoner usually is a very nasty performance. It doesn't matter how good you are at it. Unless you're extremely lucky, you can at the time of the war. The chaps were beginning to pick all the skins and survive so far. I mean, we knew quite well what we'd back. We'd been told we'd be back.
Yeah.
I said, I've got one and a half. And I said, what's going to be done tonight? I said, the big cops. I said, we'll be out for business tonight. I said, the two platoons. I said, and the commanding officer. I said, I'll come with you as well. We were making the preparations. I said, before we go, I said, we'll wait until Chuck Radisson, the religion officer, used to say, Andy, is in. He'll just see what up to. He walked in with a German officer. And there was a brief getting in my way. And do you know what happened? He got out on a very hot, sunny, warm day when he, the morning. He watched with his glasses, his very close. The German officer came out with a wiring party. He set his wiring party going. He ran behind the hill, off his jacket, up to his head and went to sleep. Andy watched him, and next he was down and guessed what he did. And he snatched him. Because, and that's how we got the prisoner. And I consider by that action he saved. I was estimating at least 10 to 15 casualties. And I always pitch that because of the initiative I got up with comparison with junior officer. Because at that stage, it would be very easy for him to watch and do nothing.
That's right, yeah.
But he's prepared to do something. He had the skill to do it. And C, he
say that's it.
That's it.
He was a lieutenant, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Was he a good officer on the whole?
No, he was a wheelie officer.
He was a bad officer?
No, he wasn't a bad officer. He was a lazy officer.
Lazy officer.
Lazy, you see, yeah, he was an average officer. I mean, he wasn't a fire.
No.
He wasn't the which MC, he was what? Well, we didn't think he was a fire, but when the moment
came,
he was a fire.
He was a fire, yeah.
I mean, that happened again and again, you know.
Yeah, but people performed totally differently from...
Yeah, from...
And other people, yeah. People thought were marvellous.
Yeah.
Performed badly.
Badly, you're quite right.
Yeah, because they didn't come up to expectation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it. I don't think you did the group, but when we were sitting before this boy, the night before, I had a horrifying my right, and I had a tremendous couple of girls at the bottom of this hill, and my PS hall appeared out there at the hill. Peter Creedby Thompson, you ever know? Commanded Stanford for a long time.
Yes, I didn't know him, no.
Well, he died the war.
Yeah.
Lived a life of Jude Weyers. But a very good gentleman.
Yeah.
Came up to me about 6 o'clock the morning after this. I said, what happened down there, Peter? He said, you better come down, sir. He said, I want to pay. Right, people, they were drawing up the road last night, he said, and I woke them all up. I said, well, why not? I said, well, men were drawing up the road. And he said, I got the box and picked up a soldier, sir. That's a bad luck, isn't it? So, I said, I'll come down. And he'd locked the whole lot up, and there was about 15 of them, or more. And they were in a place smaller than this road, and I was all stable. A major motion, saying about stealing. And I said, shoot, I said to the RSM, why more? He said, they're respectful knights. I said, they're respectful knights. I said, take their names. And I passed the bench. I said, well, I'll beat you. I said, you're on the court of this, and so will be else. I said, I'm not interested in why you were here or what you were here. I said, as far as I was concerned, you should be up there. And I said, you're on the course of this.
Well, who did they belong to?
I was the last of the Lincolns.
Yeah.
We had the Lincolns. They were the Babbittar. And the Old Court Marshal.
Were they?
Yeah.
And then you withdrew. Then you were drawn
and
back to Algiers.
Then we went back to... Algiers for a bit, for a fortnight. Then went down to Mascara, which is in the edge of the desert.
Yep.
The rocky desert. We came for Sicily.
Yep. And by that time, the rest of the division had arrived.
The rest of the division had arrived.
And you had a new brigade commander. Lathbury had taken over from...
Yeah, John Lathbury, quite right.
Yeah.
Lathbury had taken over. He took over for us in... yes, he took over for us down there, because old Kenny Favell went home.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I said, yeah. And I was for one of my best officers, a chap called Chris Bevan Brown. He took his brigade IO. He was one of the late going patrolling officers. Muscula Lou.
Yes,
you
I was funny.
And he said to me, he said, what are you doing next? I said, I'm going to make G1 up on the road. He said, you'll be a bloody bad G1. I said, I'm ready to move you, sir. He said, you want to make G1? I said, no. He said, you want a battalion? I said, yes. He said, I'll give you a battalion, I'll just sack the CO. But that time, it was the command of 8 battalion. Which wasn't a big good nick. and he was on battalion commander at the time, the brigade commander at the time.
Yeah.
And but again, 8th battalion chose him and went quite a long way. Because it wasn't the Richard Gale was a great chap, but during the right, but people were not.
Yeah.
I battalion commanders, you know. I said to myself, the first thing as I'm having is about 28 days leave. I said, I'm due for that. He said, you'll come and see me. He said, will you come back? And I did. He said, the first thing is, he said, you want to move your battalion from Toast Head? Well, I've seen it, I knew Toast Head. Which it was an old camp in Toast Head, two personal old camp.
Yeah.
I said, no, we'll stay there. I said, we'll work an 11-day fortnight and we'll 48-hour leave. Mm. I said, it won't cause any hassle. Most of the rest of the division went up to London every weekend. About every time. I said, this won't cause any hassle because the battalion is basically comes from Britain. And I said, we can go up through Reddingham and wait for this division to meet that. I said, the second is, I don't want to be bugging about being a senior officer for the next 3 months. And he agreed to that. He said, what does that include? Hmm. I said, every senior to me. And he did.
Did he?
I said, you better tell James Hill. I told James Hill twice. And only twice, the Richard Gale. And he pulled me up one day. He said, remember what we said about senior officers? Now, he said, you can say yes or no. He said, he was very pally with, the Vice Chief General started in the war.
Parnell? Parnell?
No. I can see it. He's in general, so it's all about he's coming down from the wars. He said, for a best. And he said, all he does, he says, he's going to have a walk and talk between. He said, see some soldiers. He said, he's not there at any form of inspection or anything. He said, he'll come by himself in my car. If you give him lunch, I said, I'd really please. Mm-hmm. I said, we'll give him lunch. And he's very charming and he was a rank up with it, but there was very few in the pub. He came twice. And the second time I said to him, I said, you get there, yes. I said, you'd like to talk to my officers for half an hour after a month. He said, certainly. He spoke very well. Mm. He spoke of the strategy of the war. You know, he also there thinking, we don't know top secret. What do we? But he made it sound.
Yeah. Top secret.
And he was very good.
Yeah.
But I was especially interested.
Why was the battalion bad, Nick? 8.
I think it's still only good.
Yeah.
They had a bad aircraft accident on the sea. Ten people were gone.
Totally different from the first battalion.
Entirely different. 100% different.
Yeah. And were, going back to the first battalion for a moment, presumably because you had such high casualties in North Africa, the character of the battalion must have changed.
Yes, but we were the reinforcement parachutists.
Yeah.
I reinforced North Africa by a platoon of the Ulster Rifles.
Yeah.
Which had been brigade headquarters, and they formed platoons, and they could run.
Yeah, yeah, right.
They were.
Yeah.
But I got another platoon from England, a couple of Welshmen.
From the 6th?
The 6th.
Yeah.
Survived by Welsh officer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I was speaking also too. Mm. And I just saw platoon, the Scottish Battalion.
Right, right.
I had to say they weren't so good. They were not the same colour as the Welsh or the
No, they are.
Particularly Ulster.
Yeah, yeah.
Ulster was extremely good.
Did you, we had a chat with Chapel Alan Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know, who wrote that book, which is called...
Yeah, it's very good.
It's a very good book.
James Shaw, of course, you know, it's called one of the top.
I know.
I was out for the battlefield tour, and Alan Jefferson had been one before, and this time he wasn't on it, now he's a bad son.
Yeah.
Because James Shaw had offered him Norman Napier Clugson.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was better. He got brought out Alan Parry, was really good, but...
Yeah.
But Alan Jefferson was much better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did...
Kutan's always a problem.
He's what?
He was a CO, you see.
I know.
He thinks he was fighting in a big way.
But you watched the... Didn't you watch one of the rehearsals?
I did, yeah.
I mean, wasn't it a terribly complicated plan?
I mean, for an airborne operation, it was out of this world.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think this is a problem. Is that... I used to say to James Hall, you see, I agree with me. Because, obviously, I mean, he was a brigadier. He agreed to it.
He agreed to the plan.
He agreed to the plan.
That's right, yeah.
And, there's no way it could work. I mean, if you were dependent, well, it was a certain amount of backup.
Yeah.
It depended on so many factors that had been proved in the past that were entirely wrong. It just didn't work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just too complicated.
Just too complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't as difficult as all that, I thought. I mean, I was a particular version, somewhere. I was blown the main gate.
Yeah, gone rushing in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's easiest way in, is all the way back and go.
Quite. Yeah. Instead of trying to fight your way through the minefield.
That was madness.
Yeah.
I mean, there were so many complications.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they had scaling ladders, they had Bangor torpedoes.
You name it, they had.
Might depend on objectives.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, to add to the general joy, I mean, the very few volunteers had gotten right on the top of the bloody thing, which had just depended on some chap with a mortar.
Yeah.
I putting up illuminating.
Barmy.
Barmy. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't do it. Al Jeffrey does not criticise the plan.
No,
doesn't. I mean, it's a very, very fair account.
Very fair account.
And I gave it to him. After he'd got it, so Peter Tuttle got it this time.
Yeah.
And I stopped him at the airport for the day. He said, I could do that down once I got it. He said it was in the bit. You always want to know what happens the next thing.
Yes, very good.
Very good.
Alan Jefferson, I said I was coming to see you, and he said, give Alistair my regards,
yeah.
He said.
Yeah, very good.
You had to blow the bridges at Troarn,
yeah.
and at Bure.
Yeah.
And I remember... I never went to a battlefield tour when you were speaking, though I was a DS at Camberley. For some reason, you had stopped by the time I got there.
Yes, when I get command of the Army Air Force in Scotland, that's a little bit what I could do to do
right.
That particular time.
Right. Right.
Camp,
right. And didn't you used to say, you can see what a fine DZ this is, gentlemen.
Mm.
It's a pity so few people used it.
Yeah. Only one aircraft dropped to that DZ, straight down it like that. That was mine.
You arrived on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the others...
Others?
Went to the wrong beacon. Went to the beacon, didn't they? Well, they put the wrong beacon.
I don't think the beacon's work.
You don't think the beacon's work?
I don't think so.
No, no.
But... I went to the... You know what it was yet, would it be? Before... I was beat 28 days before.
Right.
And then my security problem began, because the day I got beat, I got engaged to be married and killed my wife. She was an Air Force widow, her husband had been killed in the Battle of Britain.
Yeah.
And I got engaged, and she said to me, just like that, she said, a month's engagement is long enough to organize it, we'll be married on the 6th of June. Already it was 8th of June, oh Christ, no, I won't, no. So all the invitations were sent out, the one, senior officers too, I don't travel, I will all the fines up, nobody said a word to me, and the fact that we went to a outside campus in Blake Hill Farm, which was just asked the whole time here. The 7th Battalion Transit Camp was in Tull's Head, where I was.
Yeah.
And I used to go back and forward. You see, the fact that I was going back and forward, and she was the political martyr, she was a direct boot, she didn't think any of it. I mean, don't we done exercises before I went outside, didn't we get one of them? It wasn't until an old boy, used to go and put the water in their cottage and to thank them all in the morning. And thought that, she said, you won't be getting married, this is Tuesday. She said, why not? She said, what's the wireless this morning? Don't hear me anything in the course last night. But we had this always, even with exercise, you always get together from the day before with your parents. Truly, it was a good thing for the parents to, the soldiers to meet with, the divers and like to.
Yeah.
And secondly, the divers and us, they had to bail out. You and me, we looked like the home to
climb
up. I, my parents were three old Canadian warrant officers. And they were old to me, they were old 40 plus. And the navigator, all powers.
Yeah.
And we're all talking about it. The rest were a squadron, the 46th group.
Yeah.
We had the coastal command.
Yeah, right.
And they were we could find a ship and see, we could find a few in France.
Yeah.
And then this old boy came talking to me when I was asked to be. He said, sir, he said, what who's talking about here today? And I said, what do you mean? He said, if they're looking for a ship in the sea, he said, if we can suck all the ocean and we find the bloody thing. He said, no way. He said, a man goes to suck all the normally to look for a field. If I can make an accurate landfall, it all depends on me making a dead accurate landfall, that is, I'll guarantee I'll put you up down in the right place. He said, if not, he said, you'll be down
wherever.
Where I think it is right.
Yeah.
So many miles in, or so many seconds in.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford to circle. Because if I happen to the aircraft in the sky, he said, it's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So when we took off, this enormous amount, I even imagine there was 4,000 types of aircraft, all different airspeed. Some twin gliders, some not, so you get another factor in the thing. Going to drop over France in three parallel streams, approximately makes a leap. You know. All by night. We took off and we went up to Yorkshire.
We went up first.
Yes, to alight in the afternoon and attack to sort it all this out. You know,
yeah.
I was hoping to sort it out. And there was two airfields to serve the one was only on the other and the other one, which were lit up with beacons and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And this was to kick them up across the channel. Well, we'd seen off for about half an hour and then he came back to see me. And then I said, don't worry now, sir. He said, we're all right. He said, we've lost the other two. Now, whether they pulled off or not, I don't know. They were very unhappy about this. And he explained to me, you know, he said, they were all bush pirates from Canada. And they've been fighting them for 20 years apiece.
Mm-hmm.
The human navigation men.